From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Representative David Scott is seeking the chairmanship of the House Ag Committee. Current Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota lost his bid for re-election on November 3rd, and with the Democratic Party keeping its House majority, another Democrat will succeed him. California Representative Jim Costa has also announced his intention to pursue the seat. Scott and Costa are both current Ag Committee members. A new study shows almost a twofold difference in the total economic cost of producing milk between the nation's smallest and largest dairy farms. According to MilkBusiness.com and the USDA's report to Congress, dairy farms with fewer than 50 cows had a total economic cost of $33.54 per hundredweight, while herds of 2,500 cows had a cost of $17.54. The study used data from 2016 with the lowest milk prices of the decade and the lowest since 2009. Alabama Ag and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate announced two new programs to assist with disruption costs associated with COVID-19. According to AlphaFarmers.org, the Livestock Market Direct Payment Program will use $500,000, not to exceed $25,000, per licensed Alabama cattle auction market. The Poultry Processor Reimbursement Program has $1.2 million to reimburse Alabama poultry processing facilities, up to $40,000, for purchasing PPEs, disinfectants, workstation dividers, and COVID-19 testing kits. Applications are available through December 1st. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.